Now, along with the state databases we've just talked about, there are a lot of private companies that are involved in education software. Tech giants like Google and Amazon are involved, as are companies you may be less familiar with, names like Newton, that's Knew, or LearnSprout. Politico's senior education reporter Stephanie Simon has been talking with some of those companies for a lengthy investigation on the data mining of children. Stephanie, welcome.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
And let's start with an explanation of what some of this private software does. You write that the amount of data that's being collected on students is staggering. You say 10 million data points on each child each day. So why don't you give us a for instance of what that would be?
Well, the companies that can track that much data on kids, what they're doing is monitoring everything a child does as they work through an educational software site or a digital textbook, play online games, watch tutorial videos, all of that kind of thing that kids do in class nowadays and for homework. And they can track everything about what a kid knows and how he thinks and how he learns. So, for example, they can collect information on, does a child persevere when he's faced with a challenging problem, or does he give up easily? Does a kid seem to zone out after he's read a couple paragraphs of text, or can he stay focused through a whole chapter? They can track all of this information about you and store it to create these really rich profiles of you as an individual learner.
And along with creating those rich profiles, there are ways that this data is being monetized, sold, or some would say exploited. So what's happening to it?
Well, the goal for these companies in collecting the data is to use it to help the kids' education. So you can see how this would work. If they can tell with absolute certainty that you struggle with fractions and that you learn best by watching animated videos, then they can signal to the teacher, hey, this student really could use this neat video we've put together that explains fractions with some cool animation. The threat, and what many parents are worried about, is that there's no regulation stopping them from marketing that, from selling the personal profiles to data brokers or others who collect profiles on folks, or from selling it to companies that want to use it to customize and target advertising.
I gather from reading your reporting, Stephanie, that there were companies that changed their policies after you started inquiring about this for Politico.
Exactly. So there were several companies that either changed their policy or posted some more information online about their views on privacy. One of the most prominent is Khan Academy, which a lot of parents and students and teachers have heard of. Millions of students use it across the country, and it's started out as a math tutorial site, but they now have other subjects as well. And Khan Academy used to have a very dense privacy policy that gave them the right to use students' personal information to send them customized advertising and to gather information about students from a wide variety of sources, in addition to the sort of data that I mentioned earlier they can collect from just monitoring how kids interact with the material online. After I talked to them the day before the story came out, actually, they changed their privacy policy, and they are much more explicit about trying to protect student data and not send advertising. But they do still allow third parties like YouTube or Google Analytics to place cookies on the students' computers, and then those third parties can collect and store information about the students' web usage, and that is all subject to the third party's privacy policies.
You know, Stephanie, I was struck by what the head of the firm Newton told you, the data analytics firm. He said, "I'm not calling your child a bundle of data. I'm just helping her learn." And he wonders why people should object to this. It helps children, he says. What do you think the answer is to that?
So Jose Ferreira is the head of Newton, and that's a startup that is one of the companies that's the most excited about the possibilities for data mining of students. They've gathered information on 4 million students so far, and they expect to be up to 10 million by the end of the year. And he's just very gung-ho about this, and he says he can't understand why people would object, because his goal is solely to provide information to students and teachers and parents about what their weaknesses are, what their learning styles are, and how to plug those gaps. So to him, this information is just vital for improving the education system. For some parents, they just don't want their kids to be tracked that closely.
Well, Stephanie Simon, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Stephanie Simon is senior education reporter with Politico.